Hello and welcome to Queering Eve, a spoiler-free-ish podcast about the TV show Killing Eve made by some queers.
Woo, hello!
Yeah, we are here without Nea, but let us introduce ourselves first, I guess. Hi, I'm Nina, and I'm the one who just wrote and put in my application for the ethics committee to say my dissertation is okay ethically.
Woo!
Yeah!
Congratulations!
Thank you.
That's a big step.
It is a huge step. And if you want to know more about me, there is one part of the application is that you have to like sign that you will do everything that certain codes of ethics entail you to do. And there are like three that you have to sign that you will abide by. And I added another one.
Cool. Hi, I'm Tamara, and I'm the one who bought a set of D&D dice despite still never having played D&D. But I plan on it.
Very nice.
Queering Eve, 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 Eve.
Yes. Okay, so we're done with season three and we are doing our recap, and we usually start off by talking a bit about the plot.
Yeah, I've been reading the plot.
Okay.
And I realized that this entire season happens in probably less than a week.
Mm.
But to me, it seems like it's a year because it took us that long to record these episodes.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us what happens? Because I sure don't remember much.
I can do an attempt. So before we start, I'm going to... I had a revelation of sorts.
Ooh.
I think I might know why, at least like one of the reasons why the plot can be so confusing in Killing Eve, or at least in this season.
Oh my god, amazing.
And it's because you have characters who work together, who use the same methods, who technically are trying to find out the same thing, but actually they have completely different goals. You know, Caroline, who's trying to find out who killed Kenny. And she's working with Eve, who's just trying to find Villanelle again.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like working together and doing the same stuff. But mm-hmm. it's so confusing because all Eve cares about is where Villanelle is. And then they're working with Bitterpill, who I guess are also trying to find out who killed Kenny. But also they're brought into this situation and they're just trying to make it work. And it's just very confusing.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I like this. I agree.
Mm.
Nice.
So I'm going to try to recap the plot by character.
Okay,
so we have Villanelle, who I think has the worst plot because she doesn't really have a plot because we still don't know what we're supposed to think that she wants.
Yeah.
So it's not that they're making her a complex character. It's just that they...
don't really know
what they want her to want.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Villanelle is kind of trying to become a keeper in the 12, and she succeeds, but she figures out that actually she's still doing the same job and she doesn't want to do this job anymore. Not sure why. It's unclear. We're made to think that either A, she doesn't want to kill again, which nobody believes, or B, she just want to be with Eve, which sure, but she can be with Eve and work for the 12, or C, that she is just bored, which is in character, but it's also not explored in a way that would make sense.
Yeah, and she is figuring out how she is a psychopath. That's something that's happening in this season that we are not happy with.
Yeah. So Villanelle's plot is the least clear of them all, I think. So let's move on to Eve. Eve is trying to find out who killed Kenny, but most importantly, she wants to find Villanelle and be with Villanelle as usual.
Yes.
In the meantime, she is also trying to repair her relationship with Nico, which is going terribly. as it should.
Yes.
So hopefully we will finally drop this plot line in the next season. Mm. I'm not holding my breath, but they might surprise us. We will see.
Here's hoping.
Yeah. Well, in the end, we did end up with Eve and Villanelle together, basically. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, question mark, but yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, there is so much possibility here. And I'm just afraid that they're just going to throw it all away and go back to whatever we're doing with them in season 3. I don't know.
Very possible.
Yeah. Okay, so let's move on to Carolyn, whose son died. And she is, this is her main thing in this season, trying to find out why Kenny died, who killed him. Also trying to find out if her new bestie Paul is involved with the 12, and also trying to kick her daughter out of the house. Yeah, so a quick what's Geraldine doing? She's trying to create a relationship with her mother out of thin air. when instead she could be, finding some new friends where she lives and works. So whatever, Geraldine. Sucks for you. Also, she's having this weird thing with Constantine, which is just weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll not go deeper into it. So Constantine, he is working with the 12 and has apparently been ordered to murder Kenny. But as he claims, that's not what he did. And he actually wanted to recruit him for the 12. And then an accident happened and Kenny just went over the roof and nobody believes him. So anyway, he stole some money from the 12 and his main goal is to hide this information from the 12.
And he's trying to get out, right?
And he's trying to get out of the countries that the 12 is in, I guess. He's trying to get to Cuba and to take Irina with him. But yeah, he is trying to, first of all, hide from the 12 that he took this money. And we will discuss this, but the show doesn't really explain this or leaves it in the air. But it's very possible that the reason Kenny died is because Constantine realized that Kenny knows something about him stealing the money.
Mm.
I'm not sure if this is correct at all, if the show wanted me to think this, but it's a possibility.
I think that makes the most sense.
Yeah. And that's it. That's it for Constantine. Irina is, trying to become a psychopath.
Irina is assassinating her character.
Yeah, exactly. Irina has no goal. She is, I guess, a new chaos machine or whatever. as she ruins her father's plans to go to Cuba, because she wants to kill her mother's vaguely annoying boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Paul, but Paul is working for the 12, so that's it about his character.
Yeah.
He's also trying to annoy Carolyn.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that is...
Oh, no, sorry, we forgot Dasha. That's... Oh, I'm so sorry, Dasha. Well, she's trying to go back to Russia.
Yeah, that is her main motivation.
Yeah, she wants... Villanelle to do what the 12 wants Villanelle to do in order to get Dasha back to Russia.
Mm.
Which also rhymes because just like Carolyn is Geraldine's mother, Russia is Dasha's mother.
Mm-hmm. Matrasia. Okay, so yeah, thank you for recapping. I wrote down some notes for what we could talk about the plot, but I'm so happy that you took the initiative with this, because my notes were, who is the 12 and Villanelle getting out?
Uh-huh. Well, happy to do this small part for this podcast.
Thank you. Do you want to move to our favorites?
Yes, let's do that.
What was your favorite episode of the season?
I don't have very strong feelings on this, to be honest, but I'm thinking somewhere in the realms of 4 or 8.
Mm.
I think 4 is better as a whole, just it has a lot of these memorable things happening, like the Barcelona gondola thing and how the time frame is set up and the garden kill situation, which was cute, and so on. But in episode 8, there is the dance scene, and it's just the dancing is so good. And also then the thing on the bridge, that I almost want to say 8, but I'm going to say 4, just because as I was reviewing the plot, I had a feeling that 7 is the end of the season and 8 is the start of a new season.
Huh, interesting. Do you want to say more on that?
It's just, even now when I think of this season, for me the ending happens when Eve and Villanelle see each other on the train station. And it's just kind of, the way it's written, it's just very final and very cliffhangery, but you know, not so tense that you couldn't wait 1 or 2 years for it to resolve.
I mean, I think the last episode also ends in a cliffhanger, but I do see what you're saying. I never thought of it that way, but the last episode, I wouldn't say that it feels like a new season, but it does feel like a separate thing of like, it's such an odd little thing that's just like, here, enjoy this, and not so much, yes, this is now a continuation of things.
Yeah. Yeah. But as I said, this is a very strong opinion, so sorry about that.
How dare
Nina,
you?
Nina, what was your favorite?
My favorite was episode 3. I just feel like I felt most intensely about that one with the kiss and the baby in the trash can and the teddy bear. And I think this one has the best murder, but that is a spoiler for later, like in 5 minutes. Episode 4 is very close to being my favorite. I think episode 4 is brilliant. I love the way it's done with the timing and stuff. So maybe I would have picked that one just because I love the way it's set up. But episode 3 just makes me scream more. So I'm going with that one.
Fair. That's fair.
I just mentioned my favorite murder. I guess I could share that. And it is the tuning fork one.
Ah, okay, okay.
I love it. I just love that whole scene. Once again, one of those really aesthetically pleasing locations. And I don't know, it's just very fun and unique. And I enjoy it. How about yours?
My favorite murder is the murder of Bertha Kruger. And it's, I think it's just because it's slightly more personal than the other ones. I mean, not really, I guess the murder of Dasha is more personal, but yeah, maybe it's just that it's a murder of a stranger, but it's a bit more involved than the usual murder where it's just about the method, which is all fun and stuff. But this one, you know, I do not condone murder.
Ah, okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like we haven't said that in a bit.
But, you know, Villanelle connected
her target. Yeah, I was just thinking about that. Like, they had a real connection, it felt like.
Yeah. And also, the outfit was nice.
Yeah.
And the garden was beautiful. Like, the set was amazing.
I guess we can move from that, with the set being amazing, to our favorite location.
Yes. I think we're going to say the same thing.
Are we?
At least the same city.
Yeah. Barcelona.
Yes, it's Barcelona, most definitely. There isn't really many other places we go to that are very striking.
I mean,
everything else is just like some random villages and
that's true.
A Russian square that's actually in Romania. So my favorite location is Barcelona, and specifically Villanelle's apartment. Although, honestly, all of Barcelona, like, they really did it justice. They really picked, like, great places to shoot. But this apartment is just, it's really something. It's, you know, something that you would actually stop the show for, just so you could look at the details. Actually, I feel like maybe I already told this, but you can actually hire this through Airbnb.
Oh my god, we should do this.
Yeah. I haven't actually found it on there. I mean, I haven't looked on Airbnb, but apparently it's there. So,
oh, we are doing that after there, the pandemic.
Okay, deal. I do have to, even though generally speaking, I'm against it because we're doing favorites, but I will give a second place to the garden in Lyon, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. it's a fucking garden and I love gardens and it's beautiful.
I thought you were going to say that you will do this Airbnb thing, even though you're against Airbnb, which is how I feel.
Oh, no, I'm also against Airbnb, but I've only done it once and it was like in a room of someone's apartment, so...
Mm. I enjoyed all of my Airbnb experiences very much, but it is a bad company and it has a bad effect on rent and cities, and we do not condone it.
Yep.
Okay.
Just like murder.
Yes, murder and Airbnb. This is what this podcast is against.
Yeah.
Yeah, my favorite location is also Barcelona. I don't have any specifics. I just love the whole vibe of Barcelona. Barcelona is my favorite city in the whole world, probably, of all the cities that I've visited. So I agree that I think the show really did it justice. So that is my favorite. Do you have a favorite character? My favorite character of the season was Mo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just loved Mo the most. He was so sweet and funny, and I wish we got to see him more. We did not get enough of him.
Yeah. I'm going to do an ensemble cast.
Ooh.
I'm going to say the team at the Bitter Pill is my favorite character.
Okay, nice answer.
Yeah, because they're... like, they have such distinct personalities, but also they kind of, like, are obviously a group thing. And they have so many really fun scenes. Like, when Villanelle comes to their office, this is the best one. Oh, yeah. But also Jamie, whenever he's talking to Eve, is pretty entertaining. And I love Bear. And Audrey, even though I guess she's the least strong character out of three of them, is still... No, she still has this vibe, a very interesting vibe. She's kind of shy, but also she seems pretty confident and kind of quirky on the side. So,
I like how, I mean, they just kind of come out of nowhere in this season and we don't get to see them that much, but it still feels like such an established dynamic. Mm-hmm. You can really, you know, get the feel of the place.
Yeah. Yeah, love Bitter Pill. I guess we'll forget all about them in season 4, but...
I think so.
Whatever. Yeah. They were great while they lasted.
True. Okay, so another favorite we did before with our recaps is favorite outfit. So, let us do the oots.
Let us do the oots. So, this is quite hard, and I have 3 top contestants at the moment. One is the yellow coat that Villanelle wears at the very end on the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
The second is the A-line dress that she wears in Barcelona in her apartment this one time.
Yes.
It's like orange, pink or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one is the gray suit in the kissing scene.
Mm-hmm. For me, out of those 3, it would be the Barcelona dress.
Uh-huh. The A-line.
Yes.
Okay, I'm actually... My instincts are actually saying the gray suit.
Mm.
But I am still gonna go with the yellow coat.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I mean, they both kind of have the same thing going for it, which is they are very, very baggy and, like, as such, comfortable. But I guess the yellow coat is more striking. So it has this combination of being super fashionable, super striking... Everyone will notice it, but at the same time, it's made to be the most comfortable coat you will ever wear. So
nice. Yeah.
This is my pick.
My favorite outfit is the white Barcelona dress with the red lining bra part of the dress. I just love it. I love how it's see-through. I love it. I know that you have issues with it. I think you are wrong.
Yeah, my issues are just personal issues. It's not that I think it's objectively bad. I just, like, personally am not a fan. But I totally understand why someone would love it.
I would wear that. I think we're done with all the specific favorites. And our last category of such is just any other favorite things that you can think of that stand out in this season for you.
Well, I already talked about this, but the dancing scene, this is also a little bit why I think this is a separate, like the eighth episode is also almost like a separate season, because to me, the dancing is something so out there. Like, it's not, I guess, that different than stuff we've already seen from Eve and Villanelle, but at the same time, it's so striking and so fun, and the, like, in my personal opinion, the most romantic thing they've done. So
it really feels like it's kind of a dream sequence or
something. You are so right. It's almost like a fan fiction that someone wrote.
Yeah, and I am grateful for it.
Oh yeah Again, let us hope that the writer who wrote it will keep this energy in season 4.
Yeah, please.
Please. I mean, I know it's too late to request anything because it's all been shot, but...
One of my favorites of this season is the fun title cards. Just doing whatever they want with them. In previous seasons, we had some criticisms and those continue still with the Bulgaria, but they were so fun in this season as well. And another favorite of mine, which goes together with my favorite episode, is the kiss. I am so happy that that happened, waiting for it for so long, and then it does, and it makes me feel things, so I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Okay, I have something that I never would have thought I would say. I know that we've been complaining about Nico being there a lot, and I still agree with that. But at the same time, thinking back on all of it, it's kind of hilarious how how everything is going wrong for Eve in this department. Nico is constantly being like, please leave me alone, and Eve is not doing that because she's the worst. And it just keeps backfiring on her, and it's kind of funny.
I'm glad you can find something good in that. I thought you were going to say that it's hilarious that he is still here.
Oh, honestly, no, that part's not hilarious.
Another one of my favorites, which is, again, something that I've mentioned, is just that whole time thing in episode 4. Very good choice. I really enjoyed that there was something different. Like, the structure of one episode was different, and I think it was done very well. I hope they try to do not that, but experiment in some sorts of ways in the next season.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. And again, even though it's trying to make this not the main thing, whenever Eve and Villanelle actually interact, it's fucking amazing.
They are good at it. Yeah. So do you want to go to the flip side and think about our least favorite things?
Let's do it. Well, my least favorite thing is that Kenny died.
Yeah.
Especially since there wasn't really that much payoff.
Yeah.
For it.
It didn't feel worth it, even though I can't imagine it ever feeling worth it because it sucks. Yeah. But, like, at least, you know, as a consolation prize, we could have gotten something good out of it, and we really just don't.
We really don't.
I guess connected to that, I have the same least favorite thing as I do in every season, which is the plot. It's amazing how much I love this show, and yet I'm always like, well, the plot sucked.
Yep.
And I don't mean like the plot in general. I do enjoy what happens in this show. I just mean that when you go into specifics and you think about like, what did they think they were doing here? Then it gets kind of murky.
Yeah, it really does.
I think because the emphasis is on Eve and Villanelle, and because such a big part of the show is like the aesthetics and stuff, I think all one would need next to this was just like a simple plot. Yeah, that doesn't have all these complications and stuff and I don't know, nuances that they try to make, and it just doesn't work because that is not the main thing about the show.
Yeah, and also they could, instead of trying to explore Villanelle's character, they could instead give her like a simple goal to achieve and focus on that. I think it would have been way better.
I agree. And that is another one of my least favorite things. I guess specifically it's the psychopathy thing with Villanelle. It's just so boring. We don't need it. It's boring. And same as that is Irina's whole thing in this season, which was just so disappointing because she was such a great character in that one episode in season one. And then you just go and ruin it with whatever happens here.
My least favorite thing is that everything that happens in Eastern Europe is in this small random locations. Why not give us something flashy for this part of Europe too? I mean, Barcelona was great. Nothing against it. But why doesn't Nico's family live in Warsaw? Like, why? Or Krakow or wherever. You know how pretty Krakow is? You could have had such nice shots. Instead, I mean, obviously there's nothing wrong with living in a village and it's all fine. But when you look at where Western Europe is shot and where Eastern Europe is shot, there is a clear bias.
Yeah. I mean, there is some stuff that happens in Moscow, but yeah, it's just not the same.
Yeah, but it's like random streets and it's square in Romania, so.
Yeah. I guess just one more thing from me is Geraldine. I truly think it has nothing to do with the actress. I just think this character was a mistake. It just keeps on feeling like there's something that's happening there, and then that just never pans out, and it's just the same storyline every episode, and it doesn't work.
Okay, my least favorite thing is the coat Villanelle is wearing in Scotland. The green monstrosity.
But it's fun.
So now that we've talked about this season, we can finally talk about the next season without any spoilers. So I'm excited for that. What are our expectations, our hopes and dreams for the last season of Killing Eve?
I mean, I feel like my hopes and dreams are what we talked about of like what the show is good at and what it isn't. So, like, I hope that it continues with the humor, aesthetics, and music choices that they have made so far and stuff. That is what they're good at, and I trust that this will continue to be good. They have been consistently good. But I wish they simplified the plot so that it's just, that the plot is more a background to all the other things and not the other way around. And I hope there's something satisfying with Villanelle and Eve. I hope, I don't know. I'm afraid that if they're just together, that it might fall flat. So I do hope that there is still something mysterious, fun happening, but I do want it to feel like a step up, that so much has happened that I want to see the growth of their relationship. So I don't know. I guess this is all very vague. I wanted to be good.
Wow, Nina. That's a shocking, shocking hope that I never expected to hear.
I know. And, you know, well, more fun cities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm trying to think where I would want them to go in this season.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Blit. No, I'm joking. Please do not go to Slovenia.
That would have been hilarious.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm trying to think of a city that I would actually want them to go to. It's such a European show, and I can't think of any more European cities where I would really want them to go. I can think of cities in other places around the world, but I want it to stay in Europe also.
Budapest.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because it has all of these enormous buildings that I think would just look really great as a background for whatever murder they decide to do.
Yeah, I think it could work, yeah. I would also like Prague. I think they could make that work really well.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Those are my wishes. Predictions? I don't know. Truly no idea.
Yeah. My wish is that Eve and Villanelle consummate their relationship.
What do you mean by that?
And I wanna...
They've already stabbed each other.
I know. Personally, I don't really... Like, it would be great. It would be absolutely great if Eve and Villanelle were actually endgame. But I don't necessarily need it. I just need them to really experience the full specter of the relationship that they want. And I just want to say that I don't want anyone applying this to other people's relationships because it does make me upset when people are so obsessed with how other people's relationships should look like and how much sex they should be having and all of that. And this is not what I think. This is specifically only about Eve and Villanelle who want to have sex.
Yes. I feel it.
And they should be allowed to do that.
Would love, I don't know, just them both killing each other. Endgame.
That would also be super fascinating. I would be into it. Like that they would accept, this as their actual, like, most important romantic relationship.
Yeah.
Especially on Eve's side, obviously. So basically, we want Eve to accept that she is not a heterosexual. Please, Eve.
Truly, yes. Please.
Yeah, I want that to happen. I don't know. I guess I'm definitely counting on some new and fun characters that we haven't met before because that's... Actually, Killing Eve is really good with one-season characters.
I agree.
So... I am looking forward to that.
I am predicting that Carolyn and Constantine will get together.
It is possible. Also, I guess we still don't know if Constantine is maybe Kenny's dad.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not super invested into this plotline, but at the same time, I hope they do, like, answer this, just because it annoys me when they just leave some question opened and they just ignore that they even opened it.
I do predict that we won't actually get any satisfying conclusion to, like, the 12, who they are, what their 12. Deal is.
Yeah.
I think maybe, like... They will just manage to complicate it even more.
Probably. Or they will literally just say, the 12 only want chaos.
I mean, we know that that is true.
Yeah. It literally is because Elaine said so, which is so boring. I guess I also want a couple more exciting murders than we had in season three, because season three was pretty tame on this front, I feel like, or like at least tamer than previous seasons.
I think especially when it comes to Villanelle doing the murdering, because there were quite a few murders that happened by the hands of someone else.
Yeah, 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 that's true, that's true. Exactly, the ones that Villanelle does. But at the same time, since we don't know where Villanelle is trying to go anyway, or if she and Eve are going to become the Bonnie and Clyde of the situation, or what's going to happen.
I really wanted that to happen, and not the other way around, of like Villanelle coming more to Eve's side.
Yeah.
I don't think that makes sense.
It doesn't, because Eve's side is Villanelle.
Yeah.
Like, Eve wants what Villanelle has.
Exactly. Yeah. Do you have a rating ready?
I do. I just thought of it. My rating for this season is the 100. I know I already used this like as one episode one time, but this time I'm using it as the whole series. And it's because in the 100, they assassinate Clark's character in the last maybe two seasons or something like this. Similarly, as they assassinated Irina's character and also in part Villanelle's character. So, yeah, unfortunately, this review is slightly negative, even though there were a lot of positive things about this season. But this is the one that's on my mind the most, I suppose.
Okay. My rating is Amy Spaulding's The Summer of Jordi Perez. And I had really high hopes for it because it's a queer rom-com. But it ended up being kind of, I mean, it's still like fun and wonderful at times, but overall kind of forgettable, which is exactly how I feel about this season of television. Or not exactly, because like I mentioned, with episode 3 and 4, I feel very strongly about those two. I think they're so good. But most of the rest of the season is kind of like a disappointment.
Yeah, I feel the main problem is, for me, they kind of tried to change the core of the show, which is Villanelle. And they did it very clumsily and without any clear picture of what they're even trying to do. Just, it's not even to move the plot forward, it's just to have something to write about, I suppose. And I just think they just choose badly. It doesn't have to be this complicated. It doesn't have to be this deep. It can just be fun.
Yeah, yeah.
People can also have a good time.
Great point, Tamara. Thank you.
Of course.
Okay, so the game for this season is to come up with a character that you would want Villanelle to portray.
I am very sorry about this. If you knew me personally, you would know that I get very passionate about my hobbies. And as I have mentioned, I think I am getting into Dungeons and Dragons. And I would fucking love it if Villanelle had to like infiltrate a Dungeons and Dragons party.
Yes. Yes. I can see it.
Have to, I don't know what, like maybe even create a completely new character, which would be fun, or...
So it's like two characters in one.
Yeah, exactly. She would have to be one level of a Dungeons and Dragons nerd and second level the character in the game.
Love it. Mine, I'm not sure how it would work out. I want her to be a vampire. This is also me being passionate about my hobbies. So I know this is not a fantasy series, so it can't be an actual vampire, but in the original L Word, there is an episode where Alice hooks up with a lesbian vampire. So I would want her to be that character. Uta is her name.
Cool. That sounds fun.
Yeah. Lesbian vampire Villanelle.
Ooh. If we wrote this season.
Oh, God. If only.
If only.
Thank Thank you, dear listener, for listening to this season of Queering Eve. We will record another one. Have a nice week, and remember, Kenny will always live in our hearts. Wait, really? The gray suit is one of your favorites?
Yes, I know.
I thought you hated it.
I know it shouldn't be, but it is.
No, I mean, I love it.
I loved it.
Oh, okay.
I think Naya hated it.
Did you hate the shoes?
No, I think this was all Naya.
Okay. Fuck you, Naya.